This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. We're happy to have you listening today. Milwaukee leaders announced major progress in the community's efforts to reduce teen pregnancy. The city announced 5 years ago it was seeking to reduce the teen pregnancy rate by 46% by 2015. The latest data shows the effort has already exceeded its goal. The overall rate has dropped to just over 25 births per 1,000 girls ages 15 to 17, and in that time, all the major demographic groups saw dramatic declines. Tom Barrett is the mayor of Milwaukee, and he's with us on the line now. Welcome back to the show.
It's always great to be on Lake Effect.
What do you think is the key storyline behind these numbers that came out?
Well, I think the key storyline is really twofold. One is if you set a goal and if you have community-wide buy-in, the chances of reaching that goal are much greater. Second is if you get the young people, who are the ones most affected by this, engaged in it, you're likelihood of success skyrockets also. And I think in this situation, back in 2005 and 2006, when United Way led the assessment of teen pregnancy in Milwaukee, and then fast-forwarding to 2008 when we set the goal to reduce the teen pregnancy rate by 46% by 2015, we knew that we were going to have an unprecedented all-hands-on-deck effort. But we also knew that this was a macro problem that really required a micro solution, and that micro solution was reaching young women and men and telling them and having them believe that, yes, it's great to be a parent, but not be a parent between the ages of 15 and 17.
So it's not just the fact that this community-wide approach was taken, but it was the specific community-wide approach that was taken.
Yes, and again, you can have a community-wide approach that is centered on sitting in a boardroom and talking about the problem, or you can have people who are in the trenches who on a daily basis are working with these young people. And I think and I hope we're changing the cultural conversation about birth and when is the appropriate time to become a parent. So obviously we're ecstatic that we have not only met our 2015 goal, but we have exceeded it, and we've exceeded it 3 years early. That's really good news, but it also demonstrates why we cannot take our foot off the accelerator for 1 second. Because the kids, and I say kids, but the young men and women that we've reached now, they're going to be past this age group momentarily, but there's right behind them a new group of kids who are now between 10 and 14 that we have to reach them too. And in a strange way, it's almost like a new generation 5 years later, because what they do is different from what their older peers do.
Well, and the city in the decades before this campaign had among the highest teen birth rates in the country. Is there additional work that needs to be done so that it doesn't always take an all hands on deck approach to maintain these numbers?
Well, obviously, we don't feel like our work is done. We are going to redouble our efforts, and that was one of the questions that came up this morning. Are we going to set new numbers? And of course, we're going to look at that, and we're going to see what we can do to drive these numbers even lower. But we do want to pause, and I just say pause because it's a pause to reflect on the success we've had, but to let the community know, and in particular the young people in this community know, that we're not done with this, that this continues to be an issue that is at the forefront of the city health department's agenda.
Beyond the raw numbers, the impressive raw numbers, is the drop showing benefits in other ways yet? I mean, are you able to say that because the teen pregnancy rate has dropped by 50%, it has another broader effect?
I believe, and I'm not the scientist here, I believe that it has an impact on the infant mortality rate. Now, again, I haven't seen that correlation, but just instinctively or intuitively, I think that. I think what we will see is 4 or 5 years from now, as kids come into school, I think we're going to see some of the fruits of our labor there as well. Because we do know, unfortunately and tragically, that children of teen mothers are more likely to die in infancy. We know that children of teen mothers are more likely to experience child abuse or neglect. We know that children of teen mothers score lower academically. And we also know that they're more likely to become teen parents themselves. So, again, some of the fruits of our labor will not even appear for another 15 to 20 years if these children of teen mothers now, that age group gets pushed further out. So I think there are a lot of additional benefits to this.
Do you think is this success likely to inform the next full court press, whether it's a public health issue or some other issue?
Well, it already has. And we started out with the whole issue of teen pregnancy. We have now moved to infant mortality. So that's why you've seen the city and the community partners talking and working a lot more on the issue of infant mortality, because they are related. And the United Way has been very, very helpful here, and Mary Lou Young, the CEO over there, has been great. But it's also been the community-based organizations that have been working so hard to address the issue of teen pregnancy and infant mortality. And it's the people in the trenches, our public, our private partners, the Center for Urban Population Health, a lot of people at our health department. But in a probably in the most pragmatic way, it's if we can reach the parents, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, and especially the teenagers, then we're going to make this goal a reality.
Mayor Barrett, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett talking about the dramatic decrease in the teen pregnancy rate in the city. You can find a graph showing the progress at WUWM.com/lake effect. A Milwaukee program has been operating under the radar for 27 years to assist healthcare workers in the developing world. We'll learn about it when we return on Milwaukee Public Radio.